Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Property Boss Mums. I'm Emma Allen.
I'm Sharon Bay.
And I'm Elaine Stack.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you know what always catches me off guard by surprise?
I know.
What do you mean?
It is the season.
To be jolly. Who's jolly, though? Besides the kids, the rest of us are exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about what you mean.
Well, she does Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, you do.
That is I don't know how you do that.
I know. But my little fella, it's the last year and he loves
them. Like, you only have yourself to blame then.
I know. But I made a bit of a boo-boo this year because I told him I was locking the doors and this elf was not coming in because he destroyed my house last year. And he said, please, Mom. And I said, no, I'm double locking. Double lock the doors.
Yep.
And so the elf arrived with those two little legs dangling out the boot.
It's really
of
cute.
The car,
and and then Elf was taped onto the back window. God, I don't know how he got himself there, but anyway, he did get into the car. But we were going away for the weekend.
Yeah,
and I'd forgotten. So all of a sudden, I realise he's there, and now he's going away for the weekend. So we had to drive up the motorway with this elf flapping around in the back. People are beeping us. Anyway, he survived the holiday.
So let me just ask, when did you find him from the year before? Was it at midnight?
It was midnight.
November.
It was midnight, and he was he was in the wine cooler at the top of the cupboard, and I had to wake Oliver. I said, "The elf, where is he?" Anyway, little fella's delighted. You have to do the elf. Next year you have to do the elf, Sharon.
No,
do you do the elf?
I refuse to do it.
Oh, look, I did as well.
I can barely do the tooth fairy.
Oh, I know.
I don't know when this whole thing started, but, you know, I know lots of people enjoy it. I can't do it. A different idea every day.
It's great crack to begin with, and then you realise, oh, my God, another whatever.
You have to keep it up.
Yeah.
Well, aside from learning where your elf was, I just wondered if we reflected back on the year.
Mm-hmm.
What might be some of the key things that we have learnt that we might apply going forward into next year? Reflection time.
No idea. it's been a big year.
Been a big year for all of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
This bright idea that we should do a podcast.
Yep, that's one. Gave birth to a podcast.
Gave birth to a podcast. God.
Oh, gosh. At least that was easier than giving birth to a live child.
Oh, well, so
it was. In some ways it was.
In some ways, yes. Especially when it surprises you in the morning. Podcast day. It's been a big year. I've really enjoyed this because I like us sitting down, having the chats and sharing that information.
Yeah.
And things that we learn from each other. I think it's been really positive and people have received... I've received a lot of feedback on it and real positive feedback.
That's great.
A little bit embarrassed about that, but other than that.
I think the key thing is we're often sharing what we're learning as we go, right?
Yes.
And what we see and hear from other people's experiences.
Yeah.
So other people can take it away
and
do something with it. It's been a big year of change, I think. I mean, every year is a big year of change. But sometimes personally, professionally, can really pivot into different directions.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Sharon?
I think this year is a year of change. You know, from work-wise for me, every interest rate increase, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Sharon,
constantly having to rework applications and help people work out what they can buy and when a pre-approval expires, what's a new borrowing capacity. And I think it's just made us really realize nothing's static. I mean, everyone on those great fixed rates, there's not many people around with a low fixed rate anymore, but things change and can dramatically change.
So all the speculation about people not being able to cope with the current interest rates, is that what's happening with those who have come off the fixed?
I think most of them have been able to work something out.
Yeah.
But I think the longer term it is, I think people are starting to offload properties. So yeah. Investment properties, things where they thought, you know what, we can be stretched, but now they're beyond that point.
Yeah.
And also some people just can't be bothered. I mean, if they want to have a certain lifestyle, you can't be mortgaged up to the ears and, yeah. you know, and not be stressed about making mortgage repayments. So
Life cycle as well, isn't it? It depends on where people are at. People with young people, with young children.
Yeah.
Mm.
Some have had to make a move that they didn't want to make, but, you know, for the lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Or just so, life. Yeah. Instead of lifestyle, life.
That's it. And, you know, I've had clients who have decided to sell their home and just go back to renting again because they said the mortgage stress is too great to bear and they it's crippling. And luckily I haven't had many of those types of clients or those situations. But, you know, if that's it's a decision you need to make. And if you are going to be happier for it and have more peace of mind, then that's the right decision.
Yeah. And that's actually a really good point because if a family's finances are in such distress, you have to make a call sooner rather than later. You don't want to get to a point where it's irreversible.
That's right. And when there's only one source of income coming in, for you know, in this case it was a single mum. With two kids, and she said, you know what, I'd rather rent. Yes, we might get kicked out after 6 months. You never know, you know, with renting either, but she said, I'd rather have, you know, constantly move than be stuck with a home where I'm not happy.
Yeah.
The kids know I'm not happy. It's just too stressful. Yes. All around. And she said, when the kids are older, I'll get back into the property game.
And that
was the right decision for her. So. Yeah.
And if things level out, she can always rent vest and not have to commit to such a big mortgage
again. That's right.
Very true.
Yeah.
I think as well, maintaining properties, at the end of the day, you can keep it. You might be able to keep it, but then something breaks down. Mm. You know, so we just had our air conditioning break down. So we know that we're up for a $10,000 bill on that. Ooh, you know, ouch. I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's doctor and all that information that I don't need to share. But this is the thing. If you have your own home, you need to maintain it as well. And when you have an investment, you need to maintain it. It's tricky.
Yeah. Mm. So I think, there's been a lot of changes. Some of them a bit more forced, like you said, Elaine, like having to force a decision earlier rather than earlier than they had anticipated. But, you know, that's life, isn't it? Constantly changing, always surprising us.
I think so. And sometimes change brings an element of fear. But on the flip side, it also opens up opportunities.
Absolutely.
So sometimes poo happens and there is a silver lining.
Just
got to find it.
That's right.
Especially since the anticipation coming into this year with all those interest rate rises. The prediction was that property values would fall, but it's actually gone in the other direction.
Yeah.
And now we've made up all that ground and back to our all-time high.
Yeah.
Which is just incredible.
It is.
To think of it that way.
Yeah. It's been good. I've been quite good in my portfolio. I haven't had maybe one property that's or an investor that has made a decision to sell. I've had the majority of held, but we've worked very hard with increasing the rents across the board, which I see as a massive positive for investors. But I don't have any rents that have gone up to extreme amount, which has made tenants uncomfortable and they've had to vacate or anything like that. So we've reached a happy balance with the clients. So we've been lucky in that sense.
Yes.
It's been great. In that sense, it's been a real positive.
Yeah. Most of our investors have held as well.
Great.
I've had numerous conversations. Should I sell? What should I do?
Yes.
I think my advice or my opinion is always it's okay to sell if you have a reason to.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a reason and you're thinking to cash in the, you know, $200,000-$300,000 you've just made, to take that and go back into the market is actually really difficult.
Mm. Right.
So just getting to think through whether reinvesting is actually worth the whole exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whether holding on for a little bit longer is worth it.
No, I agree. I think breaking it down as well. I found that, you know, I've had several clients that have come forward and gone, oh, this is it. This is it. I'm out. I'm out, Elaine. Sell, sell. And we've just communicated really well, worked out where they're up to, what their plan was, what the cash flow is like, and how we can make it work. And in one situation, we had a client and he really was on that I need to sell. Mm-hmm. But the tenant was a long-term tenant and was going to be renting for a very long time. And I knew we needed to hold on to this tenant. And so when we went back and had that conversation with the tenant, they were happy to go another $50 per week rent increase on top of what they had to stay in that property, because it was the ideal property for their situation.
Yep.
And so it meant that everybody was happy. Mm, and $50 doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually was enough to get this client over, you know, over the line. So convincing people not to sell was my year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold, well, hold, hold.
Well, I'm with that too. But I guess, do you know what the biggest regret is, or the most common regret that we hear? I wish I didn't sell that property.
I wish I didn't sell. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in years to come.
Yes.
When they look back and go, oh, thank goodness I didn't sell it. Or, oh, damn it, I did sell it.
Yes. Yeah.
And look where I could have been now.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to get back in.
Yeah.
It's the same as if someone left Sydney, sold their house in Sydney, moved into state. It's hard to get back in. It is. It's so expensive.
Really is. Yeah. Yeah. And especially when they're moving into state. Mm-hmm. They don't know, and they're happy to just go sell Sydney and buy somewhere to live. I've got, how do you know what area you're going to buy in, the demographics, whether you're going to enjoy it? It's so different.
Yes, exactly right.
And it's a massive move. And most of my clients have held Sydney and gone and bought, used the equity in Sydney to go and buy interstate.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right move, because most of them have gone to Queensland. Their property values have gone up there. But the ones in Sydney, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They've just... increase so much more. So they've done every time I send an email and I say, this is how much equity you have in your property. By the way, here's your interest rates. You know, just doing a review of their portfolio.
Yes.
I just go, hang on. I sent an email out 6 months ago and the equity's just grown and they've done nothing, you know, other than maintaining the property.
I actually heard a really good success story that I think you worked with my team on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, is this your
the one that
first
settled,
home buyer?
No, this is the one that settled recently and had made so much equity.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
So Rentfest, first investment property purchase.
Yes.
So nervous.
Yeah.
Called me, I think, at 7 p.m. on Friday night saying, I'm not sure what's going on. Can we, you know, can we do this? I'm not sure what's going on. So I told her, yep. It's all good. The banks are all over it. We're all okay. But, she purchased through UMR, bought off the plan, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Almost two years ago.
It was at a time when the market was really hot. And this, in terms of location and the boutique type features, big oversized property, we knew we were buying in. Well, we're in the 400s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she'd made enough equity to cover her own mortgage. So the LVRs. What was the LVR?
So it was so she bought for a certain price, and the value had grown so much that when we borrowed money, it covered the purchase price.
Wow.
We got a loan of the purchase price, and that was less than 80% of the value of the property now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fantastic. That was and for a first home buyer.
Yeah.
It was just so good.
All the ingredients that you needed.
Yeah, that's right. And she was nervous, but, what I was going to say to you, Emma, was throughout this year, a lot of people have actually taken that first step to buying an investment. So I was looking at my book and looking at the clients and realized actually a lot of them are purchasing their first property, whether it's a home or an investment, whether it's in Sydney or interstate.
Mm.
But I've realized so many people have been brave enough to take that first step this year at a point where in an environment where rates are continuing to go up, but they're comfortable enough, they've saved enough, they've educated themselves enough to know I'm doing it and it's a long-term hold and I'm, quite
That's
comfortable.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I guess just to kind of wrap up the year, let's quickly go around. Who has been the inspiration for you this year?
Oh, I'm going to go down the personal line.
Mm-hmm.
My 11-year-old daughter has been my inspiration.
Yeah, how so?
She's just made some big decisions and all her, and every curveball I've thrown her, she's just taken it and turned it into a positive, and I just love it. I think she's amazing.
So is her mum.
Oh. I was going to say, she sounds like her mum.
She's just blown my mind. And I'm super proud of her. And she's about to have a great year in 2024. Because her decision making at 11. 11?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. What about you, Emma?
Oh, look, I would probably go down the personal line as well and say my daughter.
Oh.
She's a little bit older. She's 15, but she's really hit her stride this year.
Yeah.
She's kind of found herself, and school has settled, sport has settled, and she's started to really excel. But I think it's coming down to sheer hard work, like pure grit.
Mm. Good girl.
Yeah, and determination.
Where do you think she gets that from?
Her dad.
Partially. She might get the calm streak from her dad.
Nice.
But we train together. We do a lot of jiu-jitsu. And if it wasn't for her, I don't think I could keep up the tenacity that we do at training.
Right.
So that's probably a big part of it as well, amazing. To share that journey.
How beautiful. Mm.
And as I said to her, I'm more proud to see her excel through the belts than myself. Yeah. It's just so much more rewarding to see her do it. But look, even my little man has done really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's also going through a lot of change.
Yep.
And come out on top. So it's family's good going into the new year.
Yes.
I think. Yep. And definitely looking forward to the break.
Yeah. Need I can't wait.
Need the break. How about you, Sharon?
Look, I think it is my network. So I've really expanded my network this year. That was one of the goals that I had, to just you know, find out more about people, their businesses, how they operate, and, you know, not just on a business level but also personally. But the amount of people I've met who have really just having a conversation, learning their story, have been very inspiring to me. I think, I just have been very happy with, expanding my networks this year. And you know what? It's also I'm going to have to plug another podcast. I was listening to another podcast, and it's all – a lot of it is about children, so raising children. And I was listening to it going, oh, my gosh, this is inspiring me to be a better mother. So being, you know, changing my parenting technique – tweaking it so that I don't, you know, traumatize all three of my children. You know, I know when they grow up, they'll probably be like, oh, it's my mother, it's my father. Parents always blame, I mean, kids always blame the parents, right?
Yes.
But, yeah, if I can reduce that just a tiny bit, I'll be winning. But, yeah, I think, just finding other people who have gone through different journeys but can also add value, like you guys. Making us more knowledgeable. And
I love it. I think gratitude is such a big part of happiness, right?
Yeah. So most definitely.
So there you are. There you go. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.